Troy Rank of Denver 7 joins us, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. Troy, we'll get to the Broncos here in a second, but what would you compare this attention that CU's getting to anything that you can recall?
I mean, the last time I remember something capturing the imagination of entire state during Broncos season was Rocktober in 07.
Good one.
The Broncos kind of got pushed off the front page.
Right.
But that wasn't a national story until the wild card play-in game against the Padres. So, you know, Deion's been a national story since the first game. But that would be my one comparison where everywhere you went, people wearing purple, they were talking about the Rockies, and it came out of nowhere. So that would be, but it's not identical, but that it gives some shades of that.
In terms of the Broncos, they lose Caden Stearns. They are now out without Dulcich for a bit. I don't know where Judy's going to be. How can they actually survive this stretch, Troy? Not to be too fatalistic, but where do you think this puts them at this early in the season?
I mean, again, I thought the first game was a must-win in terms of having a winning season and contending for the playoffs, because it's one of their first two games on their schedule are two of their easiest games against teams that nobody thinks is going to the playoffs at home. So at some point you are a playoff contender, you have to win those games. You have to beat, quote, bad teams at home. So it puts them in a situation for me. You're chasing a win now because you just lost to the Raiders. If you don't beat Washington, now you're talking about having to win probably two games on the road that don't look particularly winnable. So you could get it back, though, if you win this game, you win at Chicago, and now the Jets game looks way more winnable than it did prior to last night. So there's still room here, but at some point, you've got to do it. Like, you can't just keep saying, well, that's a win, and they'll win. When do they do it? Like, at some point, they have to get over the mountaintop and show they can do it and finish a game and win a close game. And until they do that, it's hard to project anything. But Dulcich, he's going to be out probably 3 weeks. It might be four. They might have to put him on the IR. He missed seven games last year with a hamstring. It's the same one. He hurt it the last drive in the second quarter. Jerry Jeudy almost was ready this past week. He did cone drills right before they were going to have to declare who was inactive. He was close. I think he will play this week unless he's had some kind of setback. He looked like he'll be right at 3 weeks on Thursday. So I think he'll be able to go. That will help in terms of providing the explosive players, someone maybe that can get over the top a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, it's time. I mean, Sean Payton keeps saying we're going to play a bunch of close games, and that's true. But at some point, you got to start winning some of them to start having confidence.
Troy, speaking of Sean Payton, very bold with the decision to onside kick right out of the gate. Can you evaluate how you felt his performance was in his first game as the Broncos head coach?
Well, we'll start there. I didn't like the onside kick. I know they saw something on film. My belief is it probably would have been there in the second half or on the second drive. The problem when you do it early, it reeks of desperation. It's like in your first drive, we're doing a double reverse and then we're doing a flea flicker. It kind of tells your guys, like, we got to gimmick this up because we can't line up and beat them. But he had his reasons. They saw something clearly and it was there, and they probably should have recovered it. You know, Treyon Smith, he touches the ball a half yard too soon. But the reality is it didn't work. As an offense, they functioned much better. The urgency was there. The play calling was better. They got caught into a weird game, Matt, with six possessions. That's the fewest possessions they've had in a game since 2000. Wow. I'm not making excuses for it, but when you're applauding offense, you have to score touchdowns. And that's the trap they fell into. Like, they held the ball. They stayed on the field. They got a benefit of some penalties. But you got to finish with touchdowns. We saw that with Fangio back in the day. These long drives that end up in field goals, and then you end up losing the game. But six possessions, I doubt we see another game this season with that few, because they scored on three of them and missed the field goal on a fourth. The offense was better. It's just you don't see that when they score 16 points. And they understand that. At some point, you have to have quick strike drives, three play 70 yards, and that's where you hope Judy's return helps in that regard. But I did see improvement offensively. Russell played a great first half. He had a couple of bad throws in the second half, but he was improved. There is some encouraging signs, but man, the inability to finish, the inability of the defense to come up with one stop, those are things Broncos country is just tired of seeing, understandably so.
Is Russ being put into a position to fail?
I don't think so. he's in a position to succeed in this offense. D-Mac, you watched how it fit in the first half. We watched how it fit the last couple, 2.5, 3 weeks of training camp. This is who Russell is. I mean, he's going to scramble around, make a few plays. Russell at his finest for me is, you know, 22 completions and 30 attempts for 230, and he rushes for 40. Like, that's who he is. He's not a guy that needs to throw 45 times. That's when he does that, he's prone to mistakes. So I don't think he's set up to fail. The one issue, though, where you could argue, and I said this when the trade happened originally for Russell Wilson, Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, that crew are not DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. They're not. Those guys are really good, and they weren't last weekend. But that's part of the issue here is if you're going to ask Russell to elevate guys, that's an issue. Like when you look at the end of Drew Brees' career, Tom Brady in Tampa, you surround them with a bunch of, you know, great players that can help them, and then they execute it. If you're asking Russell to elevate a bunch of guys to make them better, I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. But the offense can fit him. I like the fit for him moving forward.
Give me my theme music.
If you were to have theme music, Troy, what would it be?
If I had theme music, something. I like Kendrick Lamar's Humble a lot. It's not like my favorite Humble song, but in terms of theme music, I would like that. Back in the day, it would probably be Livewire, though, by Motley Crue.
Livewire. KJ, keep that in mind. Livewire by Crue.
Give me my theme music.
Thank you, Troy. We'll talk to you later.
Did you watch the Manning cast last night?
I did. I loved it. Troy Rank of Denver 7, presented by ROX, Rocks Heating and Air.